Hello, everyone, and welcome to 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittenden Prophet alongside Roger Holthouse of the Centralia Panthers. The Centralia Coaches Show is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agra Enterprise. Well, the Centralia Panthers are off to here a 5-1 start on the season, closing down their final 2 weeks here of the year. Also, they finished the TVL 3-0, mentioned earlier this season that they are the champions once more here in the Twin Valley League, but a great start here in district. 3-0 in district play. They took a victory of just 1-0 last week against Horton. It was a forfeit, unfortunately, for Horton, not able to field enough players due to depth and injury. But again, Centralia using it as a bye week to get some players healthy and get them going. Coach, what can you tell me so far about districts? 3-0, feeling pretty confident so far this season.
We've been, I say, kind of up and down at times. We played good at times, or I thought played well at times, and then times we kind of went the other way. I like to get us a little bit more consistent on, especially on the opposite side of the ball. The penalties have hurt us, and we got to, these next 2 weeks, we really got to concentrate on the penalty situation. It's going to get us in trouble somewhere. Defensively, I think it's been kind of a mainstay. I like to get them off the field a little bit sooner at times, but they've been pretty consistent last 3 or 4 weeks. So happy with the defense. Offense, we have great moments, and then we don't have such good moments. But overall, the kids, that they battled through it, and we got a little better, I believe.
Well, talking real quick about a great offensive player this season for you, just a well-versed, all-around, great athlete, Quinton Aldefer. He was a skill position player last year there for your team, kind of did it all, and then this year he's been the quarterback in your system. He's almost eclipsed 1,000 yards of offense here on the ground game. And what can you tell me about Quinton Aldefer and really what he's done for you this season through league overall and districts?
Quinton's number one and foremost. He's just a great kid off the field. A tremendous kid. He's very respectful, does a great job in the classroom. And, so that's the first thing with him. Secondly, he's an athlete. He loves to compete. He's kind of looks like a coach sometimes. I wish he'd be more of a coach on the field, but he does a good job on the field of kind of getting us lined up and running the offense, and defensively he's had a solid year at safety, and that needs to continue. And then you go with Quinn, and then we also got like Dagan and Ronnie Baum, and Xavier Beckman's done a really good job running the ball at times. And then probably the other son hero to me, Karen, and is probably Grady Becker. He doesn't carry the ball a lot, but he's a slot. He's playing a slot playment end. He's a tremendous blocker that he'll give everything he has. He's about 5'7" and weighs about 150, but he plays hard, so hard, and does little things right. He's very coachable, so kudos to him. And like you said, Quinn's he's just an all around just a great kid and a great athlete.
Real quick, a note, you just came back from Salina, got the new district set up for last year, so let's talk about that just real quick here. I know there's still plenty of play left in the season, but you look ahead into next year in District Valley Heights, Centralia, Jackson Heights, Onega Valley Falls. I mean, how do you feel about that schedule for next season?
I think it's a great district. The Jackson Heights would be a great addition. Valley Heights is always, they're always good. And then they got Onega and Valley Falls. Onega's a league school and a rival. So I think it's going to be a great district for us. We picked up Rock Creek as a non-game week one, and picked up Jeff West week two. So we're going to find out what kind of football team we have in 2 weeks. So that's good. And then we picked up Riverside in a bye week. So, it's going to be a tough schedule for us. But if you're a competitor, that's kind of what you want.
So Centralia, again, as I mentioned, 5-1 here on the season, an undefeated 3-0 in the districts. They face another district opponent here this Friday. It's their last away game of the year. They take Troy on this Friday. Again, we'll talk more about it in segment number two here on 92.1 KMZA. Welcome back to segment number two here on 92.1 KMZA. I'm Crittenden Prophet alongside Roger Holthouse of the Centralia Panthers for week 7 of our coaches' shows. The Centralia Locker Room Chat brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agra Enterprise. 5-1 here on the season, 3-0 in the league, and 3-0 in the district here for the Centralia Panthers. They go on the road for the final time in the regular season to take on the Troy Trojans here this Friday. Coach, what can you tell me about this matchup?
Troy's going to throw it over the yard. They love to throw the football, and they're going to throw it. And they got some very good skilled kids out there to catch the ball. The quarterback's a good quarterback. Jasper does a great job coaching his kids. And I expect a battle, and it's probably going to go four quarters, and we're going to play very well to beat them.
And looking at Troy this season, last Friday they lost against Riverside 28-0. They gave up 21 points in the third quarter alone. What's going to take for your offense to kind of have that success, but early going from the first quarter?
I think it starts with, number one, we got to block up front. We got to open some holes for the backs and do what we've been doing kind of all year, lock onto a block. And we got to do that. And again, it comes back to those penalties. We can't have penalties. We can't be third and 15 or second and 15 or 20. And then we're behind the chains. And that's tough for our offense to come back from that sometimes. So, be mistake free, penalty free. And then we got to lock on the blocks and stay locked on her and make sure they don't get off blocks.
Well, against the Detroit team that last season you took on and winning just 28-20. Again, what can you tell me about this Detroit team, from last season, kind of who they return? What has the film been looking like?
They got some receivers they returned from last year. The quarterback, I believe, was a receiver last year. He's a quarterback this year, the Jasper kid. Throws a nice ball. Again, our secondary is going to be ready. The ball is going to be in the air, and we got to be ready to defend it. And they got a lot of sets. We got to be ready to line up correctly in those sets and be prepared.
Well, real quick, Coach, what are some final keys for this matchup here this Friday against Troy?
Don't turn the thing over. Lock on blocks, and we got to tackle in the open field. They're going to catch some balls. We just come up and tackle. Don't let a 5-yard out turn into a 15-yard gain. And then offensively, no penalties. We can't have those. They're just killing us right now. And if we can do that, then I think we'll be okay.
Well, Coach, again, thank you for your time as always, and good luck this Friday.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That was head coach Roger Holthouse of the Centralia Panthers. Again, a great season so far, 5-1 overall, 3-0 in both the league and the district. Here they take on the Troy Trojans this Friday. It's the final road game here in the regular season for Centralia, and next Friday they will come back home and host the Riverside Cyclones.